podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny Review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the most innovative, technological machine you'll ever find, and it's so easy to use. You know, we have three of them, we love them. They're always giving to the community, but they're always innovating on their own products too. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off for Coach Collins. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. We always tell our players that we want them to work on their craft. Well, are you working on yours? And that's one of the ways I've worked on my craft. It's something, you know, from someone that's coached a nationally ranked team, that has won numerous state titles, that has done those things. This is what, you know, I spent several years putting this together of things that I could share with the world to make coaches better. And the roadmap will take care of it and we'll walk you through everything you need. So go over and check it out. And just in closing, if you like this podcast, go over and check out High School Hoops. Go over and check out the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Go over and check out Funnel Down Defense Podcast. All of them are great. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. All right. Have a great day. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I'm going to talk about some of the things I wish I would have known as a younger coach. And again, there's no specific order for these. I'm going to start with one that's not even on my list that I'm looking at right now. I wish the highs were not as high and the lows were not as low. When I started, I took every loss personally and every win as a confirmation of my coaching, and you really got to play the long game when it comes to this. Culture wins, community wins, those kind of things. It's what you emphasize every day. And if it's only wins and losses, you're not going to be happy very often. I remember my brother telling me once that after we had lost the state finals, we ended up winning three, but I'd lost one of them. And he goes, if you're only going to be happy if you win that last game, you're not going to be very happy in your long coaching career. So you got to take the small victories. You got to not too high on those wins and not too low on the losses. So that's one. I'll put that as a play the long game kind of thing. Next one is KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Simplicity wins, don't overcomplicate. I have found that coming out of COVID a little bit, that I probably have thrown too much at my guys, considering we didn't have an entire season. I'll tell you, in one of our film sessions yesterday, I talked to our guys and I said, this is a really simple game. And they go, what do you mean? I go, the object is to put this ball into this round rim. That's the first objective. Second objective is offense wants space and defense wants to take space away. That's it in a nutshell. That's basically what we're all trying to do as coaches. And there's other analytics and things like that. But, keep it simple, stupid is very important. Something maybe I didn't understand early in my career too, and it's been harder coming out of COVID, is relationships first. Relationships with your staff, relationships with your community, relationships with your players. Those are all important. Leading people is always about relationships. Don't lose the sight of that. That's when it's going to keep the ship on the rail, or the ship in the rails, keep the train on the rails, the bus going the right direction. That is the thing. And it's a subsection of that, it's about players, not plays. It's about people. It's not about things. Now, teachhoops.com can help you with the other stuff too. And it also helps you with the relationship building. You need to have, you won't get your job if you don't know stuff about basketball. So it's, there is an important that, but it's really that. One of the, and leaning into the teachhoops.com, it's really about mentors. It's about relationships. One of our players asked, you know, how long we had been coaching. My staff, current staff, had been coaching together.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I basically have had two staffs in 25 years. And within that, I was able to find mentors. I was able to find relationships. But you really want someone that you can lean on when things are going well, when things aren't going well. You know, their wisdom, a mentor's wisdom, is priceless. If you don't have a mentor and you want one, teachhoops.com, let me be your mentor. I just emailed, just responded to the two Teach Hoops members when we're getting off. This is one I've gotten really good at. It's giving up control. You have to give up control. I have done that. I've given up control to a couple of my assistants as far as specific things within our program. So I think those are, you know, you have to be able to do that. And, you know, this is, okay, so I'll leave that one. The next one that I think is important is life balance. And I've always been pretty good at that, with family, with relaxing, with leaning in. I've always been pretty good at that. You know, did I miss some things? Yes, but I would have missed some things if I'd have been an accountant too. So I don't think I actually think I miss less because I was very conscious of family time and that. So, and then the last one would be, you know, work on your craft. You know, we talk to our boys and girls about working on their craft. You do that by reading. You do that by research. You do that by joining teachhoops.com. You do that by coaching colleagues. You do that by bouncing ideas off of other people. I think all of those things will help you as a younger coach or an older coach. It doesn't really matter. Let me know if I missed any down in the comments below. What would you add? Things that I wish I knew as a younger coach. And have a great day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.